Good morning, Dr. Uman.
Good morning, Andrew.
Could scientists be on the cusp of stopping Huntington's disease? And what is Huntington's disease?
Exciting stuff. So Huntington's disease is a rare genetic disorder. It's inherited. So if one parent has the disease, there's a 50% chance of their children inheriting the damaged gene and developing Huntington's disease. So this abnormal gene produces a mutant protein that's directly toxic to and kills brain cells. Often it presents with random kind of jerky body movements, starts in your 30s to 50s, and patients often die within about 20 years. There's really no cure. So what was this study about, Andrew? It's about a potentially major breakthrough. They took patients in early stages of Huntington's disease. Some of those patients received a drug delivered on a strand of DNA, and that DNA drug was able to find itself into brain cells and reduce the amount of this mutant toxic protein being made by the defective Huntington's disease gene. So they call this gene silencing. So really, Andrew, this was the first step showing that a drug can be safely delivered in this fashion and reduce the toxic protein causing all the problems. Now we need to do step two, a bigger trial looking at whether decreasing the toxic protein actually reduces symptoms. So this is exciting and fascinating stuff.
Okay, so we don't know if it's going to actually work. Right,
so the first part is very exciting, that they can actually reduce the toxic protein being made by the gene. In animal models, they've done that already. They've showed reducing that protein, the Huntington disease protein, the toxic protein, actually helped animals reduce those neurologic symptoms, dementia, jerky body movements, things like that. It hasn't been proven yet in humans.
At least it's some hope. Thank you very much, Dr. Uman.
Thank you, Andrew.
That is Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics.